Welcome to A&O English, the show about watching, understanding, and learning from TV shows and movies in English and from the most beautiful city in the world, Hiroshima. I am Mike Kinoko.
Kinoko, the co-host of this show. この番組では映画やテレビドラマを楽しみながら英語を学びます。お気に入りの作品を見つけて英語学習に役立ててください。お送りするのは私、キノコと映画大好きなマイクです。
And today we are going to have our discussion of Sherlock Season 2 Episode 1, A Scandal in Belgravia, along with Glee Season 1 Episode 11, Hairography. But before we do any of that, we have some exciting news to discuss.
What?
I saw in Fortune magazine, they had an article about Netflix in Japan joining up with SoftBank. In this article, they had a very, very important announcement.
So dani.
September 2nd. Is the launch date for Netflix. So we are going to be able to get Netflix on September 2nd.
Yeah, もうすぐだね。
Yes. Personally, I am signing up for this.
Oh, you already do that?
I went to the website and they have it where you can enter in your email address and they'll send you. So I have that. I'm waiting for the email. As soon as I get that email, I'll go and I'm going to sign up for Netflix. And I think during most of September, I'll probably talk about it and tell everyone, you know, what they have on there, if it's any good or anything. If any of the listeners, if you're interested or you're thinking about signing up for Netflix, then please email us. And tell us why you're interested in signing up for this. And, you know, I'll look through Netflix and kind of help you out if it's any good or not.
How much?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. I didn't see any. I haven't seen anything about it.
So, no, no. Do you think 5,000円 とかだったら?
No. It's not going to be that much. It's $10. I think it's like $10, maybe $15 in America.
So,
it's probably going to be the same price, around the same price as Hulu, I'm hoping.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Netflix, if we can watch the Netflix, あれ見れるよね。名前忘れた。あのほら、ケビン・スペーシーの。
ケビン・スペーシー、The House of Cards。
そう。全部見れるよね。だけど全部じゃないでしょ。全部見れた ?Season 2 は ?Maybe Season 1 only?
I don't know.
Nothing but Season 1.
Maybe because they knew that they were going to bring Netflix over, and it looks like they had only season one.
On Hulu, ne?
Yeah.
So, but Netflix is a producer of House of Cards, so yeah. we can cover all episodes in Netflix.
Yes, and they have a couple of other shows. I think Orange is the New Black is a Netflix. Orange is the New Black. It's about a female prison. And that's supposed to be a really good show. It has really good ratings in America. Daredevil. Which is another comic-based TV show, is a Netflix show. And that is also supposed to be very, very good. It's about a blind lawyer who becomes like a superhero.
But
he doesn't have like superpowers, you know, like Superman who can fly and everything. He's just a regular person, but he's, you know, who's blind. That's a fantastic show from what I've heard. Fantastico.
Good news.
I agree. I think it's very exciting. I'm looking forward to it. And as I said, we will or I will, you know, give you updates on it as
How about Buono Buono だっけ? Buono Buono?
Buono Buono?
なんかそんなのなかったっけ? Another distributing distribution service? あれ?
Buono Buono?
なんか名前忘れちゃった。
I don't know.
あれ名前忘れちゃった。なんかそんなのなかったっけ?
Buono Buono?
違ったっけ?
Isn't Buono a country?
Okay, forget.
Okay. Okay. No problem. Forgotten. That was simple. All right.
Okay.
All right, so that is the update about Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned for more information after it is released and we can play around with it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so let's move along to Sherlock.
Hamish. John Hamish Watson. Just if you were looking for baby names.
So, we learned that Watson's middle name is Hamish.
Mm.
Kind of a really bad middle name, but okay. Yeah, all right, so before that, actually, Sherlock Season 2, Episode 1, A Scandal in Belgravia. Sherlock Holmes and his internet blogging friend, Dr. John Watson, are summoned to Buckingham Palace, to deal with a matter of national importance. Sherlock's brother, Mycroft Holmes, tells them that dominatrix Irene Adler has been in touch with palace officials to tell them she has in her possession embarrassing photos of one of the younger royals, a regular client. She hasn't asked for money, and there has been no suggestion from her that she is blackmailing anyone. Holmes meets her and is fascinated by her intellect and boldness. She's obviously in trouble, however, and clearly has something that a CIA black ops team is out there to retrieve, and I should not be reading this quickly because my eyes aren't fast enough.
Okay. Buckingham 宮殿に呼び出されたシャーロックとワトソン。王族のスキャンダラスな写真を持っている。と言われるドミナトリックスアイリーン・アドラーからそれを取り戻すようにシャーロックの兄マイクロフト、あ、どうしてもマイクロソフトって言っちゃいそうなんで、マイクロフトから依頼を受けます。しかしその携帯電話は当然ながらロックがかけられているためパスワードを知ろうとするシャーロック。ところが事件は単なる王族のスキャンダルにとどまらなかったのです。
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
So, what was just overall general impression or feeling of this episode?
Actually, I did watch this episode when I had a fever. So, I could follow the story, but very, very, very sorry, but 私はいっぱいいっぱいでした。見るだけで。
Okay. All right. No, that's okay. I understand. I think everyone understands. The listener will be. That's okay. You were sick.
Yeah, but at the very first part of.The show is in the pool scene.
The continuation from last season.
Yeah, so 思い出したよね。Oh, そうだった、そうだったって。It was fight between Sherlock Watson and
Moriarty.
Yeah, Moriarty のね。そう、あ、そうだった、そうだった。まだ終わってなかったんだと思って、ちょっとドキドキして。だけど、yeah. the selling phones ringing stayed alive. It's symbolic. Stay alive.
Yes. That scene. That this was just some fantastic filmmaking.
そうだね。
This whole episode was.From the scene, it starts with that scene, and you're like, oh, so we're just continuing straight from the season finale, season one finale, we're right there in the pool, the showdown between Sherlock Watson and Moriarty.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a fantastic scene. You didn't know what was going to happen.
So da yo ne.
And you get that nice little twist there with the mm-hmm. ring, the phones that starts ringing.
Yeah.
And Moriarty's like, sorry, can I take this? And, sorry. He's like, sorry, but I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'll kill you another day. And I think, like, in season one,
mm-hmm.
there were a lot of just, how should I describe it? Scenes
mm-hmm.
of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be just a scene where you would see, you know, Sherlock and Watson just sitting in the car and they're just, you know, driving around London and there's like no dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing happening really. It's just them kind of sitting there and you get the background music. So a lot of like nothing really happening, a lot of scenes where nothing really happens. And I think that in this episode, there was a lot less of those kinds of scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So everything, there was something happening, either, you know, action or dialogue. So the flow was a lot better. And I was more engaged in this episode than I was in the previous season.
I see. The many, many episodes are scattered episode, so Sherlock is a kind of a consultant. So many people visit him to tell their strange story.
Yes.
This seems to be boring for him at the first part, but at last, everything was connected.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I thought that was very interesting.
So, 最初はさ、シューロックが boring って言って捨てていくでしょ。だけど、it's not boring だったんだよね、最後にはね。
Yeah. Well, yeah, Mycroft was like, you know, you're stupid. He basically told Sherlock, you're stupid. You didn't see the connections there. Because you were like, yeah, bored.
Yeah,
bored.
There are many, many clues to solve the whole story.
Yeah. But yeah,
but he couldn't
just
find it.
That's like his major character flaw. Is, you know, if he doesn't become interested in it, then he doesn't care.
And how about Irene?
Irene, that was exciting.
Exciting.
I have to say that I was fooled. I actually thought, you know, watching this episode, I actually thought that she was in trouble. That I knew, I kind of knew that after we meet her, that she was the person on the phone with Moriarty in the first scene. And I thought maybe that something happened between her and Moriarty. So she genuinely was concerned for her safety and she was trying to get out of a situation with Moriarty. But then at the end, or near the end, we see that no, she just needed help deciphering the code and was using Sherlock, which was very interesting to see him kind of with a little schoolboy crush.
So, 本当に does Sherlock really fall in love with her?
I think maybe in about as much as Sherlock can. And in the only way that Sherlock could fall in love with someone on that kind of intellectual level.
Yeah, intellectual level. そうだね。
Even though she was a very attractive woman.
Yeah, very attractive. だったね。But she looks older than she actually is. だと思わない？
I'd have no idea how old she is.
え、だってさ、なんか最初にの方で小学生 she is born in 1980ってなかった？
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.Oh, she is younger than me. とか言って。But she is so matured. 、
mm. Are you sure that just isn't because it's she's Western? I know Japanese people tend to always think Westerners are older than they look.
Ah, so, so だと、kind of. But still, I was a little bit shocked. Oh, she is younger than me.
But she looks older than you.
Matured, だね。
Mature.
だなって思った。
The one sad thing that I found in this was Watson dating some school teacher.
あれ、school teacher なの？
Yeah.I don't remember her
new,
name is.
New girlfriend.
New ex-girlfriend, actually,
new
I think.
Ex-girlfriend in the drama, in the thing. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really liked the doctor that he was dating before.
The person who was involved in the murder, Chinese syndicate.
Yeah. And worked at
I liked
her. Surgery. So did I.
She is better than his ex-girlfriend was better than his ex-girlfriend.
Nicely put, yes.
Yeah, so. すぐに振られちゃったけどね。
Yeah, this was really good. Another thing that I really liked about this was the use of characters.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of Mycroft in this episode.
Many Mycroft.
Yes. I like Mycroft. I find him to be a very interesting and compelling character.
Mm-hmm.
He really kind of is my image of that, you know, English or British government official, high-ranking government official kind of person.
Typical, stereotyped.
Yes. Yeah. And with that kind of, you know, high BBC English that he speaks.
Ah, なるほどね。Easy to listen.
Yes.
Pronunciation is perfect.
Yeah. But I think
the grammar is a little bit confusing.
Yeah, the
grammar
syntax.
And vocabulary.
Yeah, it's very, very clear, but it's a little difficult. I think because I grew up with my grandmama, loved watching British comedies.
Ah, so なんだ.
Yeah, in America we have PBS.
PBS.
Which is the public broadcasting system. It's like NHK and BBC. And they would always, on the weekends at night, they would show, you know, British comedies. And I grew up kind of watching that with my grandparents. And so I've been influenced a lot by that. I've been told by English people that some of the words that I say have kind of...an English or British pronunciation to them, and my grammar, I think, is a little more British than my sentence constructs and everything. So even my wife sometimes just looks at me and like, huh? I don't understand what you said.
yeah, I guess many Japanese people, for us,The American pronunciation is more popular than that of British pronunciation. So when I went to my college, I was a little bit shocked the difference of Americans and British pronunciations.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there are some British teacher at my high school, at my college, but no British teacher in my junior high and high school.
Yeah.
So, wow, 随分違うなって思った。
Yeah. They pronounce it's very different.
They pronounce T in often, じゃん。Often でしょ？そうそうそうそう。
Often. I do.
You
often.
Do.
Yeah.
How about other Americans?
Probably not.
だってさ、if we pronounce often in Japanese junior high school, sometimes it is called mistake. Oh, that's not correct. You have to pronounce T in often. Do you worry?
Often. Often.
Often.
I would say...I tend to kind of focus on enunciating words.
Enunciate. What?
Enunciate is to speak clearly.
はっきり話す。
Yeah.
Speak clearly. Enunciate.
Yeah. So enunciate is
E-N-U.
U
N
in
C I A T E
yes
enunciate 言葉を明瞭に発音する、mm.
yeah so it's different than pronunciation、
mm.
so it, and it's kind of difficult to talk about this with Japanese、mm-hmm. learners or any learner and the difference between you know often and often、
mm-hmm.
it isn't pronunciation
Mm-hmm.
It's enunciation. So saying often isn't correct. It's someone just being lazy with enunciating the word.
I see.
But you should, and you're supposed to say often because that's...
Often.
Yeah, because if you look at the roots, it's...off and it's tin so they're kind of two different words that you're putting together to make a different a new word so often so enunciate speak clearly
often
yeah okay. and again it this comes to this you know a lot of Japanese people are so concerned about the accent and you know I don't want a Japanese accent I want an American accent or an English accent and it what's more important is just enunciate
大事なのはねそこなんだよね
so
okay thank you and, teacher
yeah you're very welcome andThat is when you look at, you know, Mycroft, he enunciates very well. That's why it's so easy to hear him, because he's very clear in his speech. Sherlock is too. I would say that he might actually be a little, in terms of BBC English. You know, the kind of English that you hear that's standard for BBC. He is probably a little better.Because of the area that Sherlock or Cumberbatch is from is I think maybe closer to London and he grew up with more of a standard BBC English and the person who plays Mycroft I think is more from the north so it's difficult for me to hear some of the differences in the regional dialects when it comes to England, some of them are easy. You hear that and you're like, oh, yeah. That's a Geordie accent. that's easy to understand. But... All right. So anything else about Sherlock? I mean, this was just a fantastic episode. I loved this episode. The ending. Oh, the ending. We have to talk about the ending. So, the ending was they you know they get the phone and I want the phone and everything like that.
覚えてる。あそこね。
And
impressive.
Yeah. There was that meeting. between Watson and Mycroft at the end. And Mycroft's like, oh, she went to America.
Yeah.
But actually, no. Secret. Mm-hmm. I have a big secret to tell you. She's actually dead. Right? She's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, you can tell Sherlock whatever you want to tell him. And I honestly thought that he was going to go up and tell her or tell Sherlock, she's dead. She's dead.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't.
Mm. そう、あの会話なんか変だなと思ったん。きっと生きてるよと思った。
Why?
え、だってさ、
Why do you think he said that?
だって、but nobody, I think Mycroft said, Mycroft seemed to believe she's dead.
Yeah.
But he didn't watch that. He didn't see that scene.
Well, no, he wasn't going to see the scene.
Mm-hmm. So like
it. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so the scene, what scene are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. The meeting between Mycroft and Watson and talking about Eileen Adler.
Irene
Adler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. And Mycroft said she's dead.
Yeah.
But it's secret. But, だけど、ちょっと待ってね。Hold on.
はい。Yeah, no problem.
Sorry.
Okay, no problem.
うん。
And we are back after, I don't know what happened, but something happened, but that's not important. What were we talking about?
The last thing.
Yes, that's right.
うん。
And Mycroft...So what happens was Mycroft says that she is dead
mm-hmm.
because she was beheaded by mm-hmm. the terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
And John wants to keep it a secret from Sherlock.
Mm-hmm.
So he tells Sherlock that she is in America
mm-hmm.
under witness mm-hmm. protection.
Mm-hmm.
But in truth, what really is the truth? What happened?
シェルロック helped her to run away.
Yeah.、
Mm.
And so like, wow, he went through a lot of trouble to、mm. save this woman.、
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting.、
Mm.
And I don't know if it was this episode or if it was earlier this week when we talked about the Sherlock vocabulary,、
mm-hmm.
but...This episode is based off of the Sir Arthur Conan Doyle book, A Scandal in Bohemia.
Mm-hmm.
And Irene Adler is probably the most famous female characters from the Sherlock stories.
Ah, そうなんだね。
And that from Doyle.
Mm.
But he wrote, it was the only book that she appeared in.
Mm-hmm.
In subsequent books by other authors,
mm.
she does become kind of a love interest
mm-hmm.
for Sherlock. So I'm interested to see, you know, how far, if anywhere, they take this relationship between Sherlock and Irene.
Mm-hmm.
And if they start to move away from Doyle and include、
mm.
other kind of stories, I don't know.、
Mm.
But,
all right,
so then let's move on to Glee.
I admit I like a challenge as much as the next guy, but Rachel somehow manages to dress like a grandmother and a toddler at the same time.
A grandma and a toddler.
Yeah.
What is it? Do you know what a toddler is?
Is that toddler. Common? Toddler.
Baby.
A toddler. Yeah. Hi.
Yeah, it's a very specific age group, I think, for a toddler.
Toddler.
T-O-D-D-L-E-R.
T-O-D-D-L-E-R. Yeah.
And it's a child who is around the age where they're just beginning to walk.
うん、そうだね。だいたい3歳、2歳、1歳から3歳ぐらい、 3歳4歳ぐらいかな。
Yeah.
When we go to the Gap store, the closet store, there is a corner of toddler.
Okay.
Baby, toddler, kids or girl and boys?
Maybe girl and boy, yeah.
そういう感じで。
Yeah.
So, toddler はもう
Is that gap or baby gap?
Gap kids! Gap, baby gap, gap かな。いろいろあるんだよね。
Isn't there a baby gap? I think there's a baby gap. I don't go to gap.
あ、そうだね。
So.
Baby gap か。そうかもしれない。
Okay. All right. So, yeah. We are talking about Glee Season 1, Episode 11, Hairography. Concerned that Sue is up to no good, Will pays a visit to an instructor of a competing Glee club to see what information Sue may be leaking, which leads to the club getting a look at their hair-rising competition. Meanwhile, Kurt gives Rachel a makeover to impress Finn, but he may have ulterior motives. What are those motives?
Sue の怪しい動きに気をもむ Will は地区予選を戦うライバル校の調査へ。しかし思った以上にライバル校が強敵だと知った Will はマッキンリハイの子供たちにも蒸発のウィッグを振り回して歌うように指示します。一方フィンを射止めたいと思っているレイチェルはクワットのアドバイスに従って派手派手にイメチェンをしますが、それが思いもかけない展開に。ディストラクションがキーワードである今回のこのドラマ、どんな駆け引きが見られるのでしょうか。
So, start us off.
Hairography is a title of this episode, but the main keyword is distraction.I thought there are so many distractions tactics.
Yes.
Yeah, in this episode, distraction of, なんだろうな. For example, Quinn tried to distract Finn to Rachel, and Terry tried to distract Will to the car.
With
car. And いろいろあったよね。Distractions,
right. There was Quinn wanted to distract Finn with Rachel.
Yeah.
Terry distracted Will with the car. I think Kurt also kind of wanted to distract Finn with Rachel.
So that's why he talked about makeover Rachel.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. There was a lot of distraction, a lot of
And at timing. The end of the drama, Kurt said we are nothing but distraction for Finn and Quinn.
Yes.
So it's a symbolic. It was interesting. Nice show. That's it.So many good songs.
Oh, a lot of good songs. I was very happy with that.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to talk about the Glee cover songs. So now, how about Wick and dancing?
Oh, the wigs and everything.
Terrible.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
本当に weird って bad taste だなって思った。
Very bad taste.
ひどいね。But it's a comedy. It's just a comedy.
It is a comedy, and it wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny. そうだね。なんか狙いすぎてるね。
I didn't see any humor in that, but I think that it was nice. I mean, the title of the show is Glee.
Mm.
It is about a glee club.
Mm-hmm.
So we are finally, I think, getting back to the main story, which is the glee club, and they're getting ready to go to sectionals.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The next stage and the competition.
Yeah.
Right, so before they can go and go to, you know, the national event and everything.
Yeah.
So I was excited about that from this episode. You know, seeing the overall story progressing and more singing was fun. More Sue is always good.
So da ne. So Sue wa ittai nani wo shitai ndaro ne? What is Sue's purpose?
Her purpose is just to destroy Glee Club.
Kind of.
She wants the room to put her trophies in.
Yeah.
There's nothing else. She just wants the room.
But this time Sue was correct.
Oh, about the hierography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Will tried to teach strange things to his student, but Sue is more reasonable.
She is actually, in her own kind of twisted way, I think a very good educator. I mean, she, I think unlike Will, she is very consistent.
Ah, それはそうだね。
In everything. And I think that is what, you know, children really need, that consistency.
Yeah, sometimes she goes too radical, but still, she's a good teacher, good instructor.
Yeah.
Not educator だと思うけどね。Just an instructor.
I think she's an educator too, but...
そうかな。
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think of the makeover?
かわいそうだったね。
Why?
すっきり。最初は良かったよ。Black suit? Not cat suit.
Yeah, the black... Have you ever seen Grease?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So you understand the reference?
Yeah, of course.
Grease? Yeah, I loved Grease as a kid.
At the end of the show, Sandy drastically changed her style.
Yes. And so did John Travolta as Danny. Was his character. He also changed his.
Yeah.
To the kind of preppy look.
So. He became... the better student. But Sandy became kind of 不良っぽくなっちゃったんだよね。
She became a bad girl. Danny became a good boy. She became a bad girl.
面白い。Nice ending.
It was a nice ending. And they are both like, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
And Phil sung Danny's song in the audition. So,
yes.
Yeah, so Rachel chose this song for in her house, in her room.
Yeah, that's right. They
practice.
Did like the duet.
That's
a good song.
面白かったね。
よくあんな
服あるよね。
Yeah.
How did she get there? Get this?
And get what?
Cat suit.
Well, I don't know.
In the internet?
Maybe. Maybe.
And her hair is so gross.
Gross?
Yeah, だってこんな似合わないよ。It doesn't suit her.
No, because it's like from the 60s? Or the 70s? Well, the movie was the... Time period was the 50s, I think.
50? 50? そんな昔だっけ?
Yeah. That's when the movie is set. It's set in the 50s.
セリングはそうだっけ? そうか。かなり時代が out of date.
Yeah. They need to remake that movie. Come on, who would be good as the new Danny?
Remake したの?
No, I want.
You want?
I want a remake of that.
Oh,
and
so.
Who could be the male lead character?
思い浮かばないな。
And a new Greece.
New Greece?
2017 Greece. Starring...
How about Sandy?
Sandy? Sandy, you know, you could have what? Carrie Underwood? Carrie Underwood is a singer / actor. Oh, no. Maybe she's too short, but Heidi. Oh, what's her name? Penetera? Penetera?
Heidi.
The girl from, did you ever see the TV show Heroes?
わかんない.
Oh. So Hayden Panettiere. Hayden Panettiere. She is such a cutie. She would be good, Sandy. And then maybe for Danny, Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt,
he was in Jurassic World.
Oh.
And he was in Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know if he can sing, though.
Chris?
Pratt.
Chris.
P-R-A-T-T, I think.
Ah, poine! わかるわかる. 言いたいこと. A little bit gang-like.
A little gang-like.
ちょっとそんな感じするよ。
He's kind of a rugged... but he's too old now. Hugh Jackman would be perfect. Because he can sing.
わかるような気もする。でもちょっとオールドね。
Yeah. So maybe we could do like the senior citizens version of Greece.
The memory again.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman and like Meryl Streep as Sandy.
いいね。確かにね。わかるよ。オールバックにするでしょ、髪の毛を。
Yeah.
オールバックじゃないよ。これ、なんていうんだっけ、髪の毛。こんな。
The hair?
Yeah, hair. In the grease?
Yeah, they have some...bad haircuts. Oh yeah, like that Japanese singer guy who was banned from NHK.
What?
Yeah, this was a couple of years ago. There's this singer who has the big hair like that. And he was on the Kohaku.
So.
And he was banned because of the performance.
I see.
But I forgot his name.
Kishidan, Kishidan,
yeah, he was part of that big group.
So.
They all wear like the bosoku,
zoku,
looking people, yeah.
Yeah.
And now we are so completely off topic. I think it's near the end. Nah, maybe not near the end. But the scene with the deaf choir. I know in America, a lot of people complained about this scene.
And why?
Because the scene starts off and you have the choir, the deaf choir, and they start singing Imagine by John Lennon. A fantastic, great song. And... It's kind of emotional, you know, listening to this boy, this kid, I don't know how old he is, but singing. And I mean, he's deaf, so it's not very good, but you're like, oh, this is so sweet. And, you know, the whole choir and they're all singing and it's like, oh, this is a very sweet, emotional moment. And then all of a sudden, the Glee kids, you know, just join in.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, no, why did they join in? They ruined the moment. They should have just listened.
Yeah, just sit and listen.
yeah.
don't need to join it. Mm-hmm. Ah, 確かにね。
So it kind of it kind of ruined it. It's like this let the kids sing and mm-hmm. what's wrong with that?
Mm.
Why do you have to join in and do your kind of crap? I mean, the song doesn't need that mm-hmm. to begin with.
Mm.
It's a very simple song. It shouldn't be. You know, it's there's a singer, CeeLo Green
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in America. Have you heard of him?
Nanka, you mentioned it.
Mentioned him?
Yeah, mentioned him.
Yeah, so.
In a previous podcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, he's just a big guy, kind of R&B singer.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice voice. He's a really good singer, I think.
Oh.
And I don't remember what it was for, but there was some kind of big like public event and he sang for this. And he sang Imagine. Mm. And I think most people know this song, right?
Mm.
And kind of understand the meaning of the song. Do you understand?
No. I think it's just a good thing. It's a good song.
Oh, no. The whole point of the song, it's talking about, you know, let go of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, imagine we live in a world where there's no religion.
Mm-hmm.
Where we don't have personal possessions. We don't need personal possessions. We don't look at people in terms of gender or race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're one human race. We're one group of people. And mm-hmm. we don't have any thing or problems between us because we don't have any walls between each other.
Oh.
So it's a very emotional,
very message.
Hippie
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
kind of Buddhist almost kind of thing. And so CeeLo comes up and he sings this song.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy is wearing, when he's singing this song, he's wearing this big fur coat.
Mm-hmm.
Like really expensive fur Whoa. Coat
mm-hmm.
and like all of these expensive necklaces and chains
yeah,
and like
yeah.
his fingers are like covered in like big diamond rings mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. it's like, wow, you just ruined the song with that.
So it's regarded to boo, kanji?
I don't think people booed him because I think maybe a lot of people don't understand the meaning of the song anymore.
Ah, so it's like that.
Just like the Norwegian Wood.
Mm-hmm.
The Beatles song Norwegian Wood.
Mm-hmm. Dun, so dun, dun, dun. What did he had to wear?
Just wear something simple. You don't wear like a bunch of expensive jewelry. Performing a song talking about get rid of all of your personal possessions because mm-hmm. it's not important in life.
わざとやってたりしてね。Did it by intentionally.
I doubt it. I just don't think he understands the song. But okay, again, we're off topic again.
Sorry so many about distractions. That.
Anyway. Yeah. And yeah, talking about Imagine, Yoko Ono almost didn't allow them to perform the song because she was concerned about a deaf person singing the song.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I have to say, the deaf person could probably give Yoko Ono some singing lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard Yoko Ono sing?
No.
Don't.
I don't know.
Don't.
そうなんだ。Can I check in on the internet?
Oh, I'm sure you can, but I highly advise not doing that.
Okay.
Because her singing is...
Ah, okay. She's a good singer.
No. If you like screaming...
No.
That's how she sings. See, there was the Plastic Ono band.
Mm-hmm.
That was her and John, their mm-hmm. little band they had together. And you would have a song and John would be singing and then
mm-hmm.
Yoko Ono would come on and she would just be like... Yah, 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 yah,
yah. It's her style.
It's not style. Okay. So that's okay. It was a good song. Not a good song, but it was a good episode of Glee. Mm-hmm. Do you have any final thoughts on this episode?
No.
All right.
I'm looking forward to show the next episode.
Next episode, yeah. Mm. All right.
It's good.
So then,
It was good.
It was a very good episode. I don't think we gave it justice. Mm-hmm. We spent too much time talking about everything else, Greece and Yoko Ono. But all right, so let's move to Glee cover songs. And again, I'm trying to dial you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to dial you. Okay.
Were you just singing to a sonogram?
Uh-huh. Hi, my name is Rachel Barry, and I'll be singing On My Own from the seminal Broadway classic, Les Mis.
Fantastic, let's hear it.
Glee cover songs. This is where we discuss all of the songs that were covered in this episode of Glee. First up, we have Jane Addams Girls Choir singing Bootylicious by Destiny's Child.
Yeah, then Mercedes sing a little Dionne Warwick.
Perfect.
Okay. With Don't Make Me Over.
Yes, Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick. Legendary R&B singer. Internet singer.
I think she started one of those psychic things where you call on your phone and you talk to a psychic. I think she's more famous for that in America now. Okay. From Greece, You're the One That I Want is performed by Rachel and Finn.
Okay. And number four, Quinn performs Madonna's Papa Don't Preach.
Ooh, that was very good. You should sing all of these. New Directions sing the mashup Crazy in Love and Hair by Beyonce and from the musical Hair.
Next, from John Lennon, Haverbrook, Haverbrook, Deaf Choir, and New Directions sing Imagine.
Beautiful song. Finally, True Colors by Cyndi Lauper is sung by Tina and New Directions.
That was really good.
Yeah, was this the first lead that we've seen from Tina? The first or second, maybe. I don't know.
Officially.
Yeah. It was a good episode. A lot of good songs. Grease is in there. We have some John Lennon in there. I'm a big Cyndi Lauper fan, actually. It's impossible, I think, to love Goonies and not like Cyndi Lauper. So, very important music for Goonies.
Oh, so nanda. I don't know. I didn't know that about that.
Goonies?
Yeah, of course I know that.
Yeah, and there's Goonies. Couple of big hits that were in Goonies from Cyndi Lauper. Yeah, like Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. Girls just wanna have fun.
Girls. Hi. Cyndi Lauper なんだね。
Yeah.
何も知らないな。勉強します。
And talking about Goonies, we have next week. What are we going to watch next week?
なんだっけ?
We're going to be doing Glee, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Season 1, episode 12. And I was kind of hoping, we've talked about this person a lot. We've seen him in Mission Impossible. But we haven't seen one of his movies yet. And that's Simon Pegg. I really, really like Simon Pegg. I think he is funny as heck. And I'm very curious if you will understand and enjoy his kind of humor. So I'm hoping that we can watch. I looked on Hulu, and they have a couple of his movies on Hulu. And one of them is Shaun of the Dead.
いつの映画でしょうか?
Shaun of the Dead. It's from, when is it from?
Is it later than the Mission Impossible?
Oh no, this is from 2004.
2004?
Yeah, so it's a little old.
Shaun of the Dead. Oh, okay. Shaun of the Dead.
It's
horror なの?
It's a comedy.
Comedy なの?
It's a comedy. It's a comedy zombie movie.
Okay, zombie movie ね.
I wouldn't say that there are really any scary bits in it. It's a comedy.
Okay.
Isn't funny.
It gross?
I don't remember like gross scenes.
Okay.
It's very, very funny.
Okay.
And it's part of this three flavors Cornetto trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Simon Pegg, the Nick Frost, and Edgar Wright.
Uh-huh.
They all wrote these three films and filmed them. It's Shaun of the Dead. What else is there? There's
The parody of the zombie.
Yeah. Yeah. So Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and The World's End. Are these three movies that they're all kind of zombie parody movies, the comedies, and they're very, very funny.
Okay.
And this
is
the first one of the series.
Okay. Let's try it.
Let's try it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's funny. I'm really interested in... Because a lot of British comedy doesn't work very well in America. A lot of Americans really don't understand British comedy, so I'm interested how well British comedy plays with a Japanese audience.
Okay.
All right, so then that's Shaun of the Dead and Glee.
次回お届けするのは Shaun of the Dead と Glee のシーズン1エピソード12です。それではお聞きいただきありがとうございました。Okay, and can I talk about our new website?
Yes, please.
Okay. 映画のイングリッシュのホームページがお引越しします。改めてできましたらこちらの方で告知をしますが、ダウンロードやウェブサイトについて何か困ったことがありましたら、どうぞメールでお知らせください。メールアドレスは映画の英語@gmail.com です。それでは今日はこの辺でお開きにします。お聞きいただきありがとうございました。
Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much, and good night, everybody.
Good night. Wait a minute, boy. Where are you going?
I sang my number. I gave the show a little class. Now I'm off.